KFIZ News Time is 10:39 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's Wednesday, May 5th, and it's time for our monthly chat with the Fond du Lac County Health Department. And joining us, per usual, is Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, kind enough to join us on the phone lines once again for some updates regarding, of course, COVID and vaccines and a few other health topics here this morning. Kim, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you, Spencer, for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it as always. Into a new month, and vaccines still getting out to people, and that's definitely some good news, although, of course, a lot of us, if we're paying attention to the headlines, we see that the pace of getting those shots to people is slowing down. And you and I were actually just talking off the air, and I know I gave a brief update to our listeners earlier in the show about what our Fond du Lac County numbers are. The state actually revising their numbers within the last hour or so. So do you have an update as to kind of where we stand when it comes to percentage of people that have gotten a shot and completed their vaccine series, Kim?
Yeah, so for Fond du Lac County specifically, 37.5% is where we're at for Fond du Lac County residents that have received at least one dose of vaccine. And we're at about 31.1% of residents that have completed the series. So again, three different vaccines we're working with. Two out of the three, the Pfizer, Moderna, are two doses. And then the Johnson & Johnson is a one dose. And then 2 weeks after that last dose would be considered, you know, fully vaccinated.
So numbers, they've seemed to have been around the low or upper 20% to right around 30% for quite some time now. And I was just looking at the state's kind of chart here. They have kind of a graphical chart for folks who check out their website. Go back 1 month to the start of April, there was 92,000 shots administered on April 1st. And you go ahead to May 1st, and that number drops all the way down to about, I think it was 18,000, if I'm not mistaken. So quite a big drop. And one of the headlines that we're seeing, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the country, is the demand, or the supply exceeding the demand for the vaccine. Is that something we're seeing here locally too, from the health department's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had to return vaccine or not accept vaccine because we want to be good stewards of the vaccine and we don't want it to go to waste. And there is an expiration to all of the different kinds of vaccine that you can get. So we want to ensure that we only have the amount that we anticipate to use. You know, and at this point, we've never had it. We've always had enough. So it isn't that we're, you know, not accepting enough and then we run out and we're not able to vaccinate individuals. It's the opposite, you know. So we haven't accepted, you know, a certain amount of doses because we want to ensure that the vaccine that we have on hand is not going to expire and it's not going to go to waste.
So what is causing this this slowdown then?
Yeah, so as you would probably remember, back in beginning of April, April was when the state opened up vaccination to anybody that is 16 and older. And so we saw at that point, probably for the next 2 weeks, we saw a big surge in the need because you're then getting a new group of individuals, anybody else that was not in any of the previous groupings that became eligible. And now we're seeing a decrease because the individuals that were very interested, you know, wanted the vaccine, would travel, you know, many different miles to get a vaccine, we were able to get them vaccinated. Right now, since vaccine is readily available to men, to anybody 16 and older, many different places, so vaccine accessibility became wider as well. We're able to vaccinate, again, like I said, all the people that really wanted it. Now we're kind of left with the individuals that are on the fence, a little hesitant. They want to wait and see. They need time to go past to see how did everybody else feel after they got the vaccine. How did they react to it? How did their friends, how did their neighbors react to it? So you have just different people in different time points and have different feelings about, you know, how they feel about vaccine. Vaccines. And, you know, sometimes it is like a time game or a wait game to see when they're going to be ready. It's just going to take time. And I think that's kind of at where we're at now. So we need to work with those individuals to have them understand, you know, the vaccine is effective. But I think, you know, as a nation, as a state, as a community, we can do a better job at working on how can we incentivize the vaccine so people understand, you know, if I get vaccinated, this is what I now don't need to do. So I think, you know, hopefully in the next weeks and months to come, we'll begin to better understand, you know, from the CDC, from the state, you know, what does that look like and how can we work to help increase the number of individuals in the state of Wisconsin?
How do you, from a health department perspective, try to change the mind of somebody who is, you know, maybe not dead set against getting a vaccine, but maybe they just, you know, don't want to get it for whatever reason, whether they're concerned about, you know, maybe the how quickly it was produced, or maybe they saw the news of the Johnson & Johnson pause and they're, you know, they're freaked out still by that and the percentage chance of a rare blood clot. How do you kind of convince them that this is safe and it's the proper thing to get for themselves and for the people around them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you can, you know, in some individuals, we may not be able to do that. But I do think it takes an entire community, you know, with primary care providers, you know, working with their patients to help them best understand, you know, working with individuals that are trusted individuals to somebody who maybe is scared and worried and maybe doesn't have all the right information, you know, having, you know, a trusted provider working with a patient specifically to give them all the tools and information, you know, as we know it about the vaccine may change that person's mind, but it might also take time. And, you know, if some people are worried that, you know, there hasn't been enough time, then what's going to be needed for that person to make a decision change to now get a vaccine might just be time. You know, so when we look at our percentage of 37% of Fond du Lac County residents being, you know, having at least one dose, we may not, you know, get to that 80% herd immunity as the state wants it by a certain time point this year. But maybe over, you know, maybe next year we'll be a little closer. You know, it's going to take time, I think, for us. You know, our community is different. You know, it's not compare. You can't compare community to community because every community is different.
Right. And if you look at the state numbers, Dane County is gangbusters with their numbers. They're one of the darker shaded counties on the map. They're at, 45% one dose, I think, if I saw that correctly. So, you know, they obviously have a very good messaging campaign, but they have more people who are buying in. And like you said, you can't compare Fond du Lac to Madison in a number of different ways, but especially with how, you know, vaccines are being handled in county to county. It's just not really all that fair, is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And we could have the exact same campaign here, but the uptake wouldn't be the same as it would be in a different community.
Right. You talk about incentives. I know there's, you know, some states, some cities, even some counties, whatever, doing, you know, special kind of incentive programs. Some of them are kind of lighthearted, but they're also serious, targeting people who are or age groups that may be, you know, a little bit hesitant to get the vaccine. Maybe some of the younger crowd. I saw a story the other day about New Jersey offering, you know, residents 21 and older a free beer if they get a shot. Obviously,
yeah,
not saying
like a shot for a shot.
Yeah.
I heard that too. You know,
not saying that Fond du Lac County would be doing something like that. But
right.
Do you? But in general, do you see more like not just states, but also like sports teams or whatever, kind of doing like incentives for people that are vaccinated, fully vaccinated then?
Yeah, you know, I think so. And when you talk about, like, you know, sports arenas, I think there are some campaigns going on where, you know, you can come to this game if you show proof that you're vaccinated, you know, in some states. So, you know, I think there is some incentivizing going around vaccination. You know, I hope sooner than later we get to a point where, you know, the incentive to vaccinate could be, you know, surrounding, you know, the no longer need of wearing a mask if you're fully vaccinated indoors. So, you know, I'm hopeful and I'm excited to see, you know, some of these changes that, you know, could potentially be, you know, in the near future. To really show that, you know, we know that the vaccine is effective, but let's show it. We know it, but we need to show it. And what can that look like for our community?
We're talking with Kim Miller, Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer, for a few more minutes here this morning at KFIZ. Kim, with the shift in demand, and I'm sure this is true here locally too, it sounds like there's going to be a shift away from kind of the mass vaccination clinics that that not only the local health department but other health departments have had, to more localized and targeted vaccination clinics. Is that something the health department's going toward too?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're working with our local partners, most specifically SSM. So we're looking at, you know, trying to meet people where they're at and making it convenient, because access is always a factor. So, you know, not only are we going to be working with the schools and any school interested once we have the vaccine that opens it up to the 12 and older, you know, where we're going to work on, you know, trying to provide access to the schools that want us to come in to get that group, hopefully before the end of the school year. So fingers crossed on that one. But when it comes to the rest of the general public, you know, potentially latching on to, you know, big festivals that are going on in our community, in the spring, summer, as well as, you know, some of, like, potentially farmers markets. You know, that might be a good one to reach people where, you know, maybe they didn't consider getting a vaccine because they didn't want to, you know, take the time to make an appointment and go out. But if we were right there, we had the vaccine available, and they were there, and, you know, potentially they were interested, then we would be there to provide them with a vaccine, you know, helping with that convenience factor, and then also helping them get vaccinated.
Right, kind of a meet them where they are mentality,
yep.
Right?
Yep, and as you mentioned, you know, doing targeted outreach to specific populations. So we're going to be working hard with, you know, various populations in our community to, again, meet people where they're at. So going out to specific parks or specific areas in Fond du Lac County that, you know, maybe we haven't been to before. We've been to the fairgrounds a lot on that side of town, but we haven't done really any clinics on the other side of town. So, you know, trying to just kind of disperse where we've been to help, you know, again, with that access.
Very good, Kim. Thanks so much for your updates. As always, we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joining us here in KFIZ talking COVID and vaccine updates here on a Wednesday at 10.